Welcome to the Liberty and Democracy Podcast. Are you a passionate believer in liberty and democracy? Are you concerned about the growing infiltration of Marxist and socialist ideology in our politics, media, and culture? This podcast was created by a citizen of the United States who was born and raised in Romania, a socialist country in Eastern Europe, during the 1970s and 1980s. As more and more members of our youth pivot towards Marxism, socialism, and communism in the United States of America and beyond, now, more than ever, it is important to focus on liberty and democracy, instead of the alluring Marxist and socialist trends which, as history repeatedly has shown, lead to repressive authoritarian regimes. Marxism does not lead to utopia either in the United States of America or anywhere else in the world. Let us question governments, policies, and manufactured social progressivism. Let us go back to the times when it was okay for us to agree to disagree. Welcome to the Liberty and Democracy Podcast. For the next few months, our podcast episodes published on Fridays will include excerpts from Maestro Cercia's ebook, The Fall of California Under Leftist Rule, to help you understand further the negative effects of Marxist and socialist ideology that has turned perhaps the most beautiful state of the United States of America into a state people struggle to survive and often wish to leave. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Welcome to the Liberty and Democracy Podcast. In today's episode, we will listen to Maestro Cercia's ebook, The Fall of California Under Leftist Rule. And now, let's focus on Chapter 1, Calamity of Socialist Policies, including subchapter, Defending Free Enterprise. Are you ready? Let's begin. Chapter 1, Calamity of Socialist Policies. Defending Free Enterprise. Defining Terms. As I reflect on the horrors of socialism that I experienced firsthand growing up in Romania, it's clear to me that understanding the fundamental principles of free market economics is crucial for fostering sustainable growth and prosperity. Far too often, the virtues of individual freedom and free enterprise are obscured by the alluring rhetoric of socialist ideals. It's time to reclaim the narrative and shine a light on the essential concepts that underpin a thriving, free society. Capitalism. The bedrock of progress. When I think back to the stagnation and scarcity that defined my childhood in socialist Romania, the stark contrast with the vibrancy and abundance of a capitalist economy is undeniable. Capitalism, often mischaracterized as a system of greed and exploitation, is in fact the engine that drives innovation, creates wealth, and elevates the standard of living for all. At its core, capitalism is the recognition that individuals have the natural right to private property and the fruits of their own labor. By allowing people to pursue their own interests and reap the rewards of their efforts, capitalism unleashes human ingenuity and fosters an environment where ideas can flourish and businesses can thrive. Private property. The foundation of freedom. One of the most insidious aspects of socialist ideology is the notion that private property is a form of theft, that individual ownership of resources is inherently unjust. But the right to private property is fundamental to human freedom and the pursuit of happiness. When people can own the fruits of their labor, they have a vested interest in protecting and enhancing their property, leading to responsible stewardship and productive investment. Without the security of private property, people are robbed of their autonomy and reduced to mere wards of the state, bereft of the independence and self-determination that are the hallmarks of a free society. The invisible hand, the power of voluntary exchange. The concept of the invisible hand, pioneered by the renowned economist Adam Smith, is a profound insight into the self-regulating nature of free markets. In a voluntary exchange, both parties benefit, as each individual pursues their own self-interest. This process of mutually beneficial transactions, guided by the invisible hand of supply and demand, leads to the efficient allocation of resources and the creation of wealth. Contrast this with the heavy-handed interventions of socialist central planners, who arrogantly believe they can dictate the flow of goods and services better than the millions of individual actors in the market. The invisible hand of the free market, with its decentralized decision-making and dynamic responsiveness to changing conditions, far outperforms the clumsy grip of government control. Competition. The driving force of innovation. One of the most pernicious myths perpetuated by socialist apologists is the notion that competition is inherently harmful, leading to unfairness and inequality. But competition is the lifeblood of a thriving economy, pushing businesses to innovate, improve their products and services, and deliver greater value to consumers. In a free market, companies are compelled to constantly strive for excellence, lest they be overtaken by more nimble and responsive competitors. This relentless drive for betterment benefits everyone, as consumers enjoy higher quality goods and services at lower prices. Contrast this with the stagnation and lack of incentives that characterize socialist economies, where the absence of competition breeds complacency and mediocrity. The profit motive. The key to prosperity, perhaps the most vilified aspect of capitalism, is the profit motive, the idea that people should be allowed to keep the rewards of their own labor and invest them productively. But the profit motive is not some sinister force, it is the fundamental driver of progress and human flourishing. When individuals are free to reap the benefits of their hard work and entrepreneurial spirit, they are incentivized to take risks, start businesses, and invest in the future. This creates jobs, generates wealth, and fuels innovation that improves the lives of everyone. Contrast this with the dismal economic performance of socialist countries, where the profit motive is suppressed and replaced with bureaucratic central planning that stifles individual initiative and creativity. The power of the individual. At the heart of the difference between capitalism and socialism lies a fundamental clash of worldviews, the belief in the sovereignty of the individual versus the supremacy of the state. Socialists place their faith in the omniscience and benevolence of the government, believing that centralized control can better allocate resources and distribute wealth. But this view ignores the inherent flaws and limitations of government power, as well as the unique abilities and potential of each individual. In a free market economy, individuals are empowered to pursue their own dreams and aspirations, to take calculated risks, and to reap the rewards of their efforts. This unleashes a wave of human creativity and innovation that lifts everyone up, rather than subjugating the individual to the whims of the state. As I reflect on my own experiences under the suffocating grip of socialism, I am reminded of the importance of the individual in driving progress and prosperity. The path forward. As I contemplate the alarming rise of socialist sentiments in California and elsewhere, I am reminded of the urgent need to reclaim the narrative and champion the virtues of free market capitalism. The principles of individual freedom, private property, voluntary exchange, and the profit motive are not mere abstractions, but the cornerstones of a thriving, dynamic, and equitable society. In the face of the siren song of socialist promises, we must boldly articulate the transformative power of free enterprise. We must expose the fallacies and failures of socialist policies, and celebrate the remarkable achievements that have been made possible by the unleashing of human potential under a capitalist system. Only by reclaiming the moral high ground and championing the fundamental truths of economic freedom can we forge a brighter future for ourselves and generations to come. The next file in this series will delve deeper into the historical lessons of socialism, drawing from my own lived experiences to illustrate the grave dangers of Marxist ideology and the importance of preserving individual liberty. The stakes have never been higher, and it is our duty as citizens to stand up for the principles that have made America the beacon of prosperity and opportunity for the world.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Liberty and Democracy Podcast. We hope you found today's content interesting, intriguing, and useful. You're invited to join us again, as our podcast episodes are now published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. In the meanwhile, don't forget to visit our ebook page at www.sersea.com/ebooks, as well as stop by our website at www.libertarian.center, or our Liberty and Democracy YouTube channel at bit.ly/democracyvideos.